You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Good morning. Not just the country, but the world. Man, we are live this morning on the Monday Morning Grind on We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. B-Ray back there producing, making sure the show goes well every time, and she is phenomenal. Thank you this morning. You tune in anywhere around the world. I pray that all of you is blessed and you see solutions more than the situations. Man, there's so much going on out there today. We gotta just look at the things that we have going here, man. Black Lives Matter movement is in full effect. You got a really multicultural movement of inclusion. I like to say I'm gonna use the reference as we go forward. I'm gonna tell you how I reference and use a metaphor of customer services, how white privilege kind of works. And I think I got my guy on the line, man, my co-host, my partner in business, my partner in success, my brother in success, Mr. Neil Shamore. Is you on the line with me, my man?
Yes, sir, Mr. Owens. I'm here. Great morning to you and to the listeners and to the amazing producer, B-Ray. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning on this amazing radio show.
Man, I know it, man. B-Ray is phenomenal, man. She more than you even know. I gotta say this, brother, man. You out there, man. You are a United States Postal Service worker, 22 years out there. You out there in the field, man. What are you seeing out there?
My brother out there, man. You see a lot of hope out there for some people, and then you see a lot of despair. You see a lot of businesses out there, man, that are kind of struggling. And then that's been happening here prior to all the looting and the rioting happening, dealing with the George Floyd situation in the media. And we had, prior to that, we had a lot of businesses, man, that are struggling and need some help. You know, some businesses are not coming back, which kind of hurts the economy a slightly there. And then out there, you see a lot of people, man, out there, a lot of hope. You got a lot of people finding a way to earn income despite of our current situation, man. But our world right now, as we work our way up to all this looting and all the protests, man, for this injustice, man, you see a lot of people that are just kind of confused, and you see a lot of people that are out there that are angry and upset.
Yeah, you know what? It's as I watched, you know, hello, getting just enthralled in the news, man, for hours upon hours. I let it play in the background. I turn up the sound every now and then. I see something that draws my attention, man. But you know, just in the respect and the reference of this young man that murdered right out on the camera, Mr. George Floyd, his entire family, the community, the world recognizing, you know, gotta use everything for a mighty good. And right now, today, his life is actually changed the world. I'll tell you what I'm seeing. What I'm seeing is a people that are really starting to realize, like, man, this is kind of wrong, right? You know, if it doesn't affect you, you can look at it to the side, like, ah, that's them, and they're griping in everybody, right? So I want to kind of use some, I'm going to throw this to you, but white privilege, right? We talk about white privilege. And then when you address it, it's like you're talking about racism. And we're not talking about racism. We're talking about privilege. This is something you may not even know that you're a part of, right? So I kind of use customer service as a metaphor. I'm going to use that. That's going to be my analogy today on white privilege. So understand this. So I've got a service that I've purchased, a product that I've purchased, and as a customer service, you know, you look for the response to be not a problem, right? So I call customer service. They throw me on hold. You know, see, I got to write an email now. You know, I got to get some other people to witness that this has happened. You know, you could take insurance. You could use any industry. And it gets you mad. It just makes you mad, right? Then you look and see, wait a minute. Now, this other line is moving well. They don't look like me. I got a problem. I'm a black guy. You know, now I got to be in the back of the line. Nobody is looking at my problem. Yeah, now I'm going to go up to the office. See, that's the same thing. Wait a minute. I got to sit in the back of the bus? Or oh, man, it's so much you could relate to how racism plays. Because when you call the government, let's use the government now as customer service. Hey, I pay my taxes. I work. I make a living. I do what I'm on the census, whatever it is that the government says you should do to be a part of the government. Now, that's your customer service. Hey, we have a problem down there. We don't have a stop sign in my neighborhood. The kids are getting killed. You see, you put speed bumps and everything else on the other side of town. Why we can't get one over here? Oh, we don't have a back on coat. That's where you get mad. Can you relate with that? Give me some feedback on that, sir.
Absolutely. You know, I kind of grew up in a city of South Central Los Angeles. So, you know, you can kind of see it. You know, like you said, you did a comparison of white privilege. And that's just what they call white supremacy, is that you have white people just having the advantage over somebody that's non-white. You know, you see it, like you mentioned, in a grocery store. You see it you know, customer service. You see it in customer service a lot. And people just tend to, you know, look at somebody that's Caucasian, and they tend to actually favor them over somebody that may be Latino or Black or Asian due to the fact that they've been raised in their upbringing that being a person that's Asian or white, they are better than everybody else. And that's something that's been ingrained in them since they were little children. And they see everybody as less than who they are. So whoever you are, that's not white, you're beneath me. So I see you in a servant's role. So that's kind of where it all starts at. And it's all in your upbringing, instead of raising your children and raising them up, saying, hey, look, you know what? The next person you see is a human being, and everybody that God created on this earth is a human being. We treat them with respect and dignity, and we treat people the way we want to be treated. That's where it starts, my brother.
Man, let me tell you what you just brought to my attention. I watched a video the other day, and what the guy did, he was a pastor. And I want to reference this, because, see, racism, a lot of people don't really understand that they're racist, because it's just a way of life. Whatever you're surrounded around, that's what you're surrounded around. That's your conversation, that's your talk, that's your understanding, that's your upbringing. And no one's fault. It's just systematically how it is and how it is culturally. So in a culture of people, you know, you talk about what you talk about. You're around who you're around, and you look around people, and people are around people that look like them, right? So what he did was, let's do this. He said he had was a race. He told for everybody that's ever had a chance to get a free tutor, you know, tutoring, step forward, one step. It was going to be a, you know, even race, but he's going to hedge the odds now. Anybody that's got both parents living at home still, you know, these are 18, 19-year-olds. So it step forward again, okay, a little bit more differentiation. And anybody that's got secondary education, college or anything like that, a few more people step forward. Anybody that's still got both their grandparents in their lives, stuff like that. They're halfway to the race. Now, look back. Now, how do you expect for them to compete with you? Now, I guarantee you some of these black guys could catch you. They were white people, right? I guarantee the black guys in the back, again. But it showed a reference to how it works. You don't know you're privileged when you're privileged. You just don't know it. You don't get it, so it's no one's fault. Man, we got a couple of people on the line. I want to take a call. We're going to keep on impacting. Who do we have on the call calling in there? Where are you calling from, caller? I know we got somebody on the line there, Ms. B-Ray. Hear me, we had a firecracker that was ready to impact this call. I'll keep on going. And when you look at the privilege, think of it yourself. You may be privileged and not even know it. You may have experiences that you think that other people should overcome. That's the deal. That's what customer service is. When you feel like, you know, well, why are they complaining? I got my, all I did was call in the customer service and they sent me my replacement the next day. Snap, snap. Yeah, well, they put me on hold I called three times, and in 2 days, they put me on hold for 30 minutes each time and told me to send an email. That makes you mad. And that's how the government is operating when you see issues happening in our communities that nobody's referencing. And then the people that do have an opportunity to speak on it, they step to the side and say, well, that's not my problem. Speak on that, bro.
Absolutely, man, and like I said, just privilege, man, just getting an opportunity. We would call it a lot of times when we've seen people that come, well, what we would say come from money that their families did very well financially. We would call it silver spoon in their mouth. But getting back to your point, you know, that great example you gave about those children taking a step forward for every statement that you made, you know, about the parents, support that you had. It takes a village to raise a child. And unfortunately, a lot of black children and black people don't have that support system like they did years ago due to the fact that slavery in the country has really broken up our family. We had that prior to, but being sold off in slavery and our families being separated, you know, that kind of broke down our family structure. So they start targeting the black male and start to incarcerate him at a higher rate and then remove him out of the home because the man is the breadwinner, the leader, and the spiritual leader and the protector of the home. So the head on the body is where you do all the thinking. So once you remove the head from the body, you don't have anything. You just are reckless now, no direction without the head. So that privilege part, man, like you said, you probably don't even know it. Being a former college athlete myself, I had situations where I had advantages, but I wasn't privileged because I played for a predominantly white university. And the thing is, when I went places as an athlete wearing that uniform representing that university, yes, people gave me, you know, they gave me things, they gave me advantages, you know what I mean? They gave me opportunities, but definitely not privilege. So I kind of had a bird's eye view and an experience at having experiences, but not privilege. That's the only.
Wow. Privilege, just like myself, you can't really recognize it because it's so part of your DNA, if you will. I was privileged to have a dad that I took as take as a privilege, take as an honor. I mean, you know, black men, we can grow up, I think all men anyway, all colors of men, challenge, you know, the power structure, which is your dad and some sort. Man, but I was privileged to have a great father in my life, but I didn't reference it until much later. So while others could look at, you know, there's a saying, you know, man cried about having no shoes until he saw the man with no feet. Once I began to realize, like, hey, man, I had both my mom and my dad and all my grandparents in my life. I had amazing family support. And with that, I was given advantages because I had people that believed in me. Now, you got a lot of people that are coming from a whole bunch of different situations where they never had anyone believe in them before. They never had an entrepreneurial spirit in them besides what they saw other people do, which might be whatever that might be, right, in your environment. So with that, see, that's also a privilege. That's why you can reference and understand white privilege, because it's so silent. You just don't know it until you know it, and I think people are starting to get it now, which is amazing. When you look at the marches, when you look at what's happening around the world, you see such a multicultural movement. I was watching one march. It was like salt and pepper. I seen a few peppers in the march. I know that was way different, right? Because now customer service has been so terrible that people are referencing, wait a minute, I got customer service. Why can't they get customer service at least? And what we're experiencing is people that are angry about the service that we've been fed. Man. So let's talk about how these adverse times, these adverse situations. So we got such a catastrophe happening in what we're experiencing. This just woke us up with this Mr. George Floyd's death right there, that murder on TV. That without the TV, I don't know what would have happened. But hey, we got the information. So that's. We've got a movement that has been ignited because of what's going on with that. Now we've got in the middle of a depression, and we're in the middle of the coronavirus, and we're not getting any of that news. But how do we transition the mind to put ourselves where we want to be again? All of this, we want to be in position to make an impact, and the only way to make an impact is to help more people. Help more people, help more people, help more people. And before I say another word, I got a mighty woman of God on the line, and I need to have her say a word. I know she's out there in the middle of the field helping people all day, every day, praying on people, blessing, opening doors for people, impacting lives. Mighty woman of God, Minister Jacqueline Johnson, do I have you on the line this morning?
Yes, Keith Jonah, God bless you on this morning, mighty man of God.
Oh, my goodness. Bless you. I'm going to get right out of the way. I know you're seeing everything. You're right in the middle of the field. You're right in the middle of the fight with prayer works. Tell us what you're seeing and impact us with prayer today, man.
Well, Keith Jonah, I tell you, it's an eye-opening. It's a heartbreaking on one hand, and then eye-opening and awakening taking place on the other end. And what I'm seeing is just, I'm seeing unity breaking out, you know, in the midst of. We have to continue to look up to the hills which cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord, and understanding that while we are dealing with the pandemic, while we are dealing with the riots, while we are dealing with the protesting, but I am seeing us come together in groves like never before. I'm talking about intercessors, 24-hour breakouts of prayer taking place like never before. I'm talking about people coming together, putting groups together, entrepreneurship groups, black-owned business, restaurant groups grew, and I think in a day, to 100,000 black-owned restaurants where you can go and eat, and us collaborating and coming together. So even in the midst of Eva, you know, you think about how Joseph's brother threw him in the pit, and but how God worked it for good. We're looking at a police officer,
yes,
who put his knee on a black brother's neck, and how God is taking it and working with evil, and God's bringing us. It's a
yes,
terrible thing that has happened, but I'm looking at, wow, all of this. I mean, this, it took this, but look how powerful. We always been this powerful, you know? We always been a people of means. We always been entrepreneurs, you know? We could take a little bit of, I'm talking about a butter and some toast and make something out of it, but you're talking about people who are being stirred up and making something come out of ugliness that's good. It's taking place right now. So when I see this, I see an army being raised up, Keith John. I see an army being raised up. I see people now really digging into their gifts and their talents even more now and saying, wait a minute, you know?
Absolutely.
And,
seeing the same thing. I'm seeing people being encouraged. I'm seeing people being fed up, right, with wait a minute, I'm not going to wait for such and such to say they might call me back to work, maybe, and tell my family that I'm going to wait to see what they're going to do and not do something for me. I'm seeing people start bead business, I mean, bracelet business, mask business, I mean, anything. And it's so great to see, because it takes something that's powerful. See that he gives it all, it's already in you. And when we are so geared towards going to them, and them could be anybody, they, them, and him, and she, and everybody else, to get what we want out of life that they're going to deliver to us, man, we're already losing. For the first time, I see us looking inside and seeing, who can I connect with that has a like energy, like mindset, and make a difference? And come, it's a wealth transference, and I know you keyed to that, and I'm gonna give it right back to you, mighty woman of God. The wealth transference, not just in monetary, but in spirit. You say churches are now connecting with people worldwide, right?
Worldwide.
Speak on that, mighty
worldwide.
Woman of God.
Worldwide. I'm telling you, All I can continue to say, Keith John, is that if God be for us, who could be against us? You know, and letting the mindset of Christ rest in us, God has put, when he said, I have given you all power and authority, I see a nation raising up in that power and authority, saying there's power down inside of me. So I'm finna get out here and take a leap. And young people, you know, are needing to express themselves, is able to be able to express themselves. But in the expressing themselves, gonna find out that there has always been a place for them. And if they had a channel, their energy like they're channeling it now, they're gonna see themselves do a greater work. And it's nothing but the hand of God, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit being poured out. He said in the last day he would pour out his spirit on all flesh. Well, God is doing that now, black, white, Hispanic, whatever. God is bringing us into a unified, I'm talking about marching together. You know, they marched around the walls till the walls come down, where we're bringing policies and procedures are about to be changed because of what's taking place right now, because of people coming together, marching, and it's nothing like it. Love coming to the forefront, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I think that a lot of people are getting it, that we really got to love one another. It's about respecting one another. And if we can come together and start joining forces like that, where we love and respect, oh, my God, we're gonna see a shift taking place like never, like what's taking place right now. All over the world. It ain't just taking place over in Dallas, over in California. Oh, it's taking place all over the world.
All over the world. I mean, God is amazing. And sometimes you could be, this is where I talk about privilege. Privilege is not to blame anybody for being privileged. Privilege is to help people recognize their privilege so they could, in turn, because we all should be here to help others, right? So if I'm privileged in a position, I was on a training call earlier this morning. It was talking about be generous. But you have to recognize your privilege, you know, and it's like trying to get into the club. You in this line, everybody in this line has a waiting line, but you see this other line going in, coming out, going back in, coming back out. You ask the guy, hey, what's up with this line? Well, just hold on a minute. You know, they really indifferent to your situation. It makes you mad. The people that are going in and out, they don't understand that they're privileged. They just think it's the way it should be until they recognize, wait, this is not right. Hey, we all in this together like you see right now. That's when the world comes together, and I know that's what we're seeing right now. And we're seeing, again, people igniting their entrepreneurial spirit, their entrepreneurial rights, their entrepreneurial vision, their God-given talents, their passion, their commitments. They're changing. They're like, wait a minute. You've been paying me $10 an hour, $14.50. It doesn't matter what the account is for a service that I could apply to myself. But when I try to apply it to myself, you look at me like, what do you think you're doing? Who do you think you are? Mighty woman of God, man, pray on the people this morning just to ignite the spirit of community and what you see we need to be focused on in this world today.
Awesome. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer on this morning. We first come celebrating life, celebrating the gifts that God has given us, and celebrating one another as we come on this morning, understanding that we are here to bring forth fruit. You know that we are Christ's craftsmanship, created for a godly and a good work. So as I come, I'm praying that for everyone to prosper, that God would prosper our families, that He would prosper our friends, that He would prosper business, that He would prosper, my God, the leaders that's on the forefront right now, that God would just continue to prosper them. God promised that we are the head and not the tail. If I come praying this morning, that people all over the world will understand that we are the head and not the tail, and that we have to stay focused on the promises of God and understanding the things that God hates. The things that God hates, He said in Proverbs 6, things He hates was arrogance and proud. God hates lying. God hates violence against the innocent. God hates those who make evil plans, hands that shed innocent blood, hands that feet that's quick to run the evil, and those who misrepresent others. God hates those things. So if we come this morning praying all over America for the people of God, understand what God hates, then understand what God loves. He absolutely loves us. So as we come this morning, we are thanking God for how much He loves us and that He is our Father. Father, we bless You. We thank You. We praise You for life today. We thank You for redeeming power, restoring power, reconciliation power. Thank You, Father, for taking us, Father God, shaping us and molding us, God. We thank You, Father God, that You are destroying a spirit of rebellion, Father God, religion. In the name of Jesus, You are taking situations and You are turning it around all over the nation right now. We are praying for someone to know You as the Lamb of God, as Rabbi, as the Messiah, leaving everything, Father God, to follow You, God, leaving wearing and doubt and unbelief behind in this hour, racism behind in this hour. We come thanking You this morning, Father God, oh, that we can touch the hem of Your garment, and whatever has had us bent over, whatever has had us broke, whatever has had us in a place of Lodabar, oh, where there was no communication with God, we thank You for the season that we are in right now, God, for a turnaround season. Thank You today, like the woman that was bent over for 18 years, Father God, and could no way lift up herself, God. Oh, but she got a word one day. God, somebody is getting a word today, God. Oh, that they can live and not die. They're getting a word today that they don't have to stay broke. They're getting a word today that this is a new season. This is a time and a turn. Thank You today, Father God. Oh, my God, we bless You on this morning. Thank You for Keith Jonah, God, and what You're doing in his life and every man like him. him, God. Raise up the men, Father. Oh, let them know who they are, God. Bring them into a place of purpose. Bring them into a place of power. Bring them into a place of prospering. We bless you today, God, and we thank you for our sons and our daughter. Take hold of them, God. Let them know, Father, who you are, God. Let them know those you love, you chastise. Let them know, Father God, what the enemy meant for evil, God. You're working it for good. We bless you on this morning. We praise you and we magnify you for being God all by yourself, God. We pray for those, God, who are feeling down and who are down right now. We pray for those who are sleeping in their car, God. We pray for those who are unemployed today, God, that you're turning it around. Breathe on them, Holy Spirit, God. Keep them, Father God. Hide them under the shadows of your wing. Blow on them breath of life, God. Blow on them, God. Let them know they can breathe, God, because you are blowing on them, God. They can breathe, God. This is the breath of life that you are breathing into them, God. Turn around season, God. Thank you today. We bless you. Thank you today you're doing a pruning. Thank you today you're causing your sons and your daughters to look up and to get up and to dress up and to show up and to speak up. Thank you today, God, for speaking up, God. We bless you and we praise you. We magnify you, God. Oh, you're turning dead situations, Father God, into fruitful situations now, God. Thank you right now, Father. We're getting rid of unfaithfulness and unfruitfulness pursuits. Thank you right now. We're following, Father God, you, and we are confronting, Father, what has not been confronted, unconfronted behavior, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Barrenness and fruitfulness, God, unprofitness, unprofitable, where we wasn't profitable. We're being profitable now, God. Thank you, God. We're being effective now, God. Thank you, God, for the God of the turnaround. Thank you for the God of the second chances. Thank you for the God who comes after us, God. Thank you that we are more than conqueror in everything that we are facing, God. Thank you right now, God, for your divine power to demolish strongholds, demolish arguments and principalities, defeat every plan and plot of the enemy today, God. It's Miracle Monday morning, and we get up, Father God, saying you're wonderful. We get up this morning saying you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we can imagine or think. Have your way, great and awesome God, that you are in our nation. Have your way, God. Speak, Father, to your sons, and speak to your daughters. Speak to your leaders, God. Birth business, God. New entrepreneurs, God. Thank you, Father God. Millionaires being birthed right now. Thank you, God. Have your way. And in your name, Father God, we'll forever give you glory. We'll forever give you honor. We'll forever praise you. Let somebody know, Father God, it's the anointing that you have placed on their life. The anointing that destroys yokes and removes burdens. Let somebody know today, God, that there's an anointing on their life, and walk in it, because you have handed down to us power and authority. In Jesus' mighty name, we walk in power and authority. Amen.
Man, oh man, you got me over here jumping up and down and doing all these things. Yes, man, that kind of impact is what this whole We Talk Radio Network is all about. Man, the power of prayer, the power of people, the power of passion. Now, mighty woman of God, Minister Jacqueline Johnson, I know you're located in Dallas, but you got a global, you got a local. I would say passion, but you have a global span. Tell us how people could get in touch with you, see what you're doing. You got prayer in the city. You got so much going on out there to help people. Let the people know how they can find you and connect with you.
Yes, you can reach me at adventureandvictory.org is our website. Jacqueline Johnson on Facebook. Every third Saturday, you can join us for a prayer in the city, where we are bringing the city together. I'm telling you, in love of the city, individuals are being transformed, renewed. God wish above all that we prosper and be in good health. So every third Saturday of the month, we come together to pray for our families, pray for our business, pray for our nation, and to pray that we will run the race that God has set out for us. I also have master class, and I help women run out of their past, hurts, pains, and failures into a life of destiny. So always reaching out and strengthening the women that they can become all that they can be. So I help women reset. I help them tweak. I help them pivot and help them be transformed by the vision that God has given them. Jacqueline Johnson, adventureofvictory.org, or Jacqueline Johnson on Facebook. Yes, that's how you can reach out and find me. God bless you. Keep joining for this opportunity. I appreciate coming on We Talk Radio, and I appreciate what you are doing. Keep doing the work that you are doing. Mighty man of God.
And you got to, if you just got a piece of that power, a piece of that passion, and connect with Minister Jacqueline Johnson, Adventure Victory Ministries there in Dallas, Texas, all over the internet, all over social media, doing the work that it takes to spread the word. I love you, mighty woman of God. You continue to be the impact person that you are. And love to have you still online and tune in and chime in as you see, as we keep going forward on this morning. And I just absolutely, absolutely love you. Man, you know, if you look at the world today and what Mighty Woman of God just said, you know, you see people coming together. You see a coalition of people that just kind of get it, right? Finally, like, wait a minute, this can't be right. And not only that, you see people start to look in the mirror. This is what President Obama, I will reflect two things about Obama that made a major difference in my life. Now, you could talk about politics and everything else. I'm going to throw this to you, Neosha. But when I look at what two things, one, as a father, a husband, you know, a guy that just, you know, did the work because he was counted out. Different kind of name, black guy, you know, how you become the president of the United States of America and operate in such integrity, honor, and you know, just his presence, posture was so undeniably influential that it changed the way people operated inside their homes. He said, in order to change the country, we're going to have to change yourself. You got to look in the mirror. I see people looking in the mirror. Neosha, you see people looking in the mirror?
Yes, sir. I think right now, getting back to the George Floyd situation and the protests that we're having right now, you know, we talked about a lot of things, man. We talked about that white privilege and the way people were raised. You know, I think people that are white, Caucasian people, now with that situation with George Floyd being murdered right there and open network on TV, Facebook, and every other media site, I think now people are starting to say, hey, I get it. I understand it. That was a human being right there, number one. And so a lot of people are saying, wow, maybe there is something to the situation where the police are attacking people of color. And it's not just a whole bunch of words, because they saw it with their very own eyes. So now people are looking in the mirror saying, hey, you know what? Those people that committed that crime were from my culture. So now they're looking in the mirror saying, hey, you know what? Stand with the Black Lives Matter movement. I stand with, support, and protect black people. You know what I mean? I stand and protect all people. And like I said, number one, you have a human being that was actually murdered on TV. So number one, you know, people are saying, hey, you know what? I need to look in the mirror. I need to make the change for myself. I need to check myself, because a lot of times, you know, we feel like we don't do anything. We don't feel like we're out of line. And a lot of times we're so oblivious to what's happening around us in our world. And we're going through life with our eyes wide shut. So now this thing is right now in your face, on every media site. So now there's no more, you can't say I didn't see it. no more blind eye to injustice. Mr. Owens?
No more. That's a great way to reference that, man. No more can you turn a blind eye, because that's the customer service. Wait a minute, you don't see that I have a problem? That's what gets you mad. It's not so much the problem, it's that nobody sees the problem. And since you don't experience the problem personally, so I'm left on my own to fix the problem. And since nobody's listening, I'm going to burn something up. I'm going to break something down. And right now, you know, I see just as Minister Jacqueline Johnson just said, people are starting to look in this mirror and see that, you know, if it's going to be, it's up to me. You see activation, and that's great. You see people connecting, and that's amazing. You see people starting to do things that they've never done before because they've been forced out of a comfort zone. See, that's privilege as well. You don't know you're privileged when you've been working for a certain place for so many years and then they tap you on the shoulder and say, well, no more. That's privilege as well. So see, those people with that kind of privilege, they look at others that might not have worked as consistently or as fruitfully as they have. And why aren't you doing this? Well, it's a little bit different for me. That comes to what, you know, we get on trainings, you know, if those of you that listen, man, I would suggest getting a coach, a success coach, a life coach, a business coach, a mentor, you know, our mentors would say, you know, that's empathy. That's what they want. Empathize with the situation. And then empathy turns into activation. That's what we're seeing, man. I'm honored again. This has been hopefully an impactful call this morning, man, on this Morning Grind radio show. Those of you out there, I like to say this as we get. Now, you can focus on what you want. You can put the energy on what you want. But the focus that you must apply, it's got to be a part of what you're passionate about. Now, you put that passion to work in many ways. Sir, Mr. Neosha Morris, right now today, people are facing, you got over, I don't have the number, but I would say we're going upwards of 40 million people out of work around the country. Now, waiting on the call to get called back to go to work. Now, if you focus on waiting on them to call you back, you're already in a situation that could be catastrophic. Or you also have those that, you know, are looking, running it back and forth to the mail for the government stimuluses and unemployments and those kind of deals right there. That may, you know, take the stinger out for a minute. But, man, what about focus? How about focusing on changing your life during the most adverse time in the world, and as you're seeing, you know, people coming to success? What do you say about focusing this time, Neosha?
My brother, again, man, I just thank you again for being a part of this amazing show. But, yeah, just a focus, man. A lot of people ran and hid during this pandemic and, you know, stay-home order. But what a lot of people did, though, a lot of people learned a new skill, including myself, you know, did more reading, more personal development. And I worked on developing myself. And I'm already an entrepreneur, so I worked on sharpening my skills as an online business provider. So what people had to do, like you talked about the job situation, waiting for a company to call you, waiting for the government to feed you. Instead of doing that, how about focusing on starting your online business, starting your .com? How about partnering with a group of people that's already have an infrastructure in place or a platform that you can stand on and earn income from the comfort of your own home and take care of your family and keep yourself and your family out of harm's way? Now, that's just an option, you know, and that's something people should have been focusing on. It's personal development, and they should have been focusing on learning a new skill, because skills, Ms. Owens, pay the bills. So that's one thing I thought a lot of people should have been focusing on, and I did that myself as well. Sir, I'm pretty sure you did that as well.
And you say I'm gonna bring the focus to today, like, right? Okay, so you hear a lot of people, me, you, I mean, we got great beards, right? So you hear, man, if I only knew then what I know now. But see, we know now what we didn't know then. Apply it. You absolutely make it sense. Now I'm looking any kind of social media, any kind of email, all man, television, everything is about getting online. I see these GoDaddy commercials all day long, putting e-commerce together. You doing that to a major level, to a network of over 50,000. What I want people to do is just, I want people to contact you. You know, the platform, the development, and what you offer is amazing. And if they contact you, I know you get to share with them how you can make an impact together. Put your information out there. Let people know how they can reach you, Mr. Neosha Morris.
Yes, sir. They can reach me at 909-816-0094. Again, that's 909-816-0094.
Man, amazing. Catch my man. That's the direct. Hey, Muck, you know, find out, you know, what you could do. The partnerships matter. Absolutely honored every time that we get a chance to make a difference on this line. Hopefully somebody's getting some good, valuable tidbits. You know, there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of stream sharing and do some research, you know, before you can get some facts, so we don't share fake news. Share valuable information with each other, making sure you don't just click send and, oh, no, that's not true type of deal. That's a Photoshop and all kind of, all that kind of stuff right there. Hey, listen, if you've been on this call this morning, we thank you for tuning in. We'd like to also invite you to check out We Talk Radio at wetalkradio.com. A plethora of radio shows. I mean, some very, very, very valuable, impactful shows, some fun shows, some relationship shows. You got some community show, man. You got a lot of stuff over there. We Talk Radio doing some great things in the community around the world through the global network. You know, you want to get an ad in, an interview, and just contact, send your information in. Somebody will get right back with you, and we'll get you set up to be on one of the shows and get your information out there about what you do, which is very valuable, because it's about getting information out there to people that we can make an impact together. You've been on the Morning Grind Radio Show. I am Kijana Owens, and I am the Grindologist. You can reach me at KijanaOwens.com, all over the social media networks. My company and what I do is I just help people. You know, I'm in marketing and business development, but specifically, so check me out at KijanaOwens.com. We'll figure out what we could do. Maybe you have a vision. Maybe you have an idea. Maybe you're already in business and you just need a little assistance or support or maybe some advice or a connection. You know, relationships matter. I pride myself in very, very long-lasting, deep-rooted, very powerful relationships with people globally. You know, if I could connect you to a dot that creates success, I'd be honored. Again, thank you this morning. This has been the Morning Grind. On the Morning Grind Radio Show with Kijana Owens, the Grindologist, on We Talk Radio. I got to give another crisp salute to my co-host, Mr. Neosha Morris, the mighty woman of God that made an impact in prayer at Venture Victory Ministries down in Dallas, Texas, and to the phenomenal producer extraordinaire, Ms. B. Ray. Thank you all for tuning in. You have a phenomenal day. Catch us next Monday at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. on the East Coast. I say this, why is it so early, right? And because I'm on the West Coast, and see, the East Coast is already working, so I will infect you with this right here. Gotta get up, and you gotta get it. See, you don't have to, but if you put it in your mind, gotta get it, you get up anyway. That's what the grind is all about, man. Be on the grind about what you want in your life. Nobody's going to make it happen for you. You got to get up and get it. Have a good day. Have a great week. This has been the Morning Grind. I am your main man, Kichana the Grindologist Orange. You have a phenomenal week. I'll see you next week, and you live your life well on purpose. God bless.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out. Ooh, mountains, we're gonna walk it out, and ooh, mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I do it 1,000 times again. And I'll rise up, I like the waves, I'll rise up, in spite of the ache, I'll rise up, and I do it 1,000 times again. Silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. Move mountains. That we have each other. I will rise.
kill them. Haters, get on your job. Motivation, get on your job. Tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivation, haters, better get on your job. Tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivation, suck, suck, get on your job. If you hate, get on your job. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever. Anything don't kill me, make me better. I ain't dead yet. And you can take the fame and the cheddar and the game and the deal. I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a killer. I'm a king. See, hanging with some cold killers. I ain't never back down or ran from no. I ain't sat down yet. Here I stand to go gorilla. Even if I'm all alone, I stand at four. Tell them jump, tripping, they don't get no realer. 5'9 with the soul of a 6'4. I separated the fake, paralyzed from the waist down. From the real stand up guys of the A town. Can't even look me in my eyes, put your face down. I'm out of jail, fucking what you gotta say now. Motivation, you can fake, only gonna inspire.
Motivation,
all your hating is fuel to my fire.
It's motivation,
you can plotting on the crown, salt drive.
It's motivation.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.